What was it? Los libros.
Los libros. El niños.
Oh, is that what it is?
No.
That's pretty good by you.
Thank you.
Yeah, no probs. You would think that you're the one who spent some time in South Texas, but no, it was me. Hey, by the way, I just spoke about Eric Church putting out an album with a bunch of cover songs on there, covers from Soundgarden, Bob Seger, Billy Joel, Pearl Jam. He put it out on Saturday as I read through this article, which I should have pre-read before I talked about it on the radio, but I did not. But anyway, he released that Saturday. It's an LP, which we all know is a what, Michelle? Long version of an album.
I forget already.
Yeah, LP is a long album.
Long.
EP is short album, like five or six songs.
Dang it, I forgot already.
Yes, there will be a pop quiz again tomorrow. So take notes. Hopefully you come prepared. Anyway, hey, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he's a dad again.
I saw that picture.
On Instagram, right?
Yes.
You and your Instagram.
You need to get with it, man.
Did it make you swoon or did it make you go, aww?
Aww. She looks so little in his big arms. He's huge.
Yeah, that tiny little baby, you're right, in his massive...
He's all tatted up.
In his massive rock arms. A new baby girl. Child's name, Tiana Gia Johnson. So there you go.
He put
a picture up on Insta, and it, like you said, features him bare-chested, multiple tattoos with the baby resting right on his chest. That, what do they call it? The good old skin-to-skin contact, which we all
kangarooing
love.
Or something.
Kangarooing, all right.
That's what my doctor, or the hospital I delivered at, that's what they called it.
Go with that. Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard.
Really?
Kangarooing.
Because, kangaroos have, a pouch.
Right, I get that. I understand that. Hey, there's been a lot of celebrity babies recently. You had Chris Stapleton.
Mm-hmm.
He had Staple twins. Chris Stapleton had Staple twins.
How you did that.
I know. Thank you. Also, Uncle Jesse, a.k.a. John Stamos.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. I should play some Jesse and the Rippers, by the way, in honor.
Oh, yes.
In honor of John Stamos having kids.
Yes.
Also, the royal baby was just born, too. That was yesterday?
Yes. Can I just say
Was that yesterday?
That was yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
She came out. Did you see the photos?
Yeah, hours after giving birth?
Yeah. Like she didn't even look like she was pregnant. And, I eat a Chipotle burrito and look like I'm 17 months pregnant. Jesus Mary, I'm so confused.
She had heels on.
I know. She looked fabulous.
Nice red dress. And brought the baby out for everyone to see.
Oh.
People were gathered around.
She was in heels.
They should sell tickets to that thing. They should have another one and sell tickets. Make a nice little profit. Although Prince Harry is like, no, stop having kids. I keep getting bumped down. I'm now sixth line to
Poor
the
guy.
Throne. I know. Hey, another interesting story about Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He just had a baby girl, right? Some Minnesota teenager went to social media on Twitter, asked The Rock to go with her to her prom. We've seen celebrity prom dates happen in the past. Get this, when Kobe Bryant was in high school, albeit he was, a little more popular than most high school kids, he went straight to the NBA out of high school, did Kobe Bryant, basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
But he asked, remember R&B star Brandy?
Brandy, remember that.
He asked her to his prom and she went. And there's been stories before about celebrities going to proms with teenagers here and there. Obviously, it's just a gag thing. I mean, there's nothing. It's not like Dwayne The Rock Johnson's going to date an 18-year-old. Or will he? But anyway, this Minnesota teen got a hold of The Rock and was like, hey, I needed a prom date. Will you come? Rock says, I would on May the 5th, but I have a prior engagement. The Rock said he could not be there, but what he did for that nice young girl and all of her friends rented out a whole movie theater for a day for her and all of her friends, and they went to go see a bunch of movies on the rock all day long.
On the rock.
I'm sure popcorn and all the nachos and cheese, your little hearts, I'm sure desired, which, heck, that'd be cool. Now, if they were showing all rock movies, I may have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I couldn't sit there and watch rock movies
no
all day long.
I mean, to him.
Rock's great and all, but some of those movies, still need to see Jumanji.
Never saw it.
I need to see that. Obviously, it would take.
Have you seen Moana yet?
No, you were raving about that
it's
before,
so
weren't
good.
You? I can't stand this truck back there. I am so so sorry. I just can't stand it.
It's a little loud.
I can't stand
You'll
it.
You'll be fine.
Hey, I want to pass this along. Heirs to the Prince throne, okay? Which, I mean, sounds kind of weird. The artist formerly known as Prince, okay?
Right.
The heirs to his throne. They filed a lawsuit against that medical center in Illinois for not properly investigating or treating Prince's overdose.
Did you see how they said he may not have known that he was taking? Yeah. Like, that's a little questionable.
Also, Prince's family not only suing that hospital in Illinois for not investigating or treating the singer's overdose, but they're also suing a Walgreens pharmacy for issuing Prince a prescription under the wrong name. Now, that may be a problem for that Walgreens.
Yeah.
It's a lawsuit with the hospital. I don't know if that's going to float or not. But get this. Of course, this lawsuit or these lawsuits come a couple days after the authorities in Wisconsin said there will be no criminal charges filed in the association with Prince's death. I mean, listen, we all know the family. They want answers, right? They want somebody to be held responsible, just like you or I would if one of our family members passed away. But, yeah, we'll find out what happens with these lawsuits. But get this. Prince died April 21st, 2016, okay? In Illinois, this lawsuit was filed on April the 20th, Friday. In Illinois, the statute of limitations on wrongful death lawsuits expires 2 years in the state of Illinois. So they had exactly one day to file that lawsuit.
Oh, wow.
Before it reached the statute of limitations, and they got it in. Of course, Prince died from an overdose of fentanyl, which is an opioid. So there you go. But they say he didn't know he was taking it.
Right. Do you think his prescription's name, do you think it was Prince?
It said the artist formerly known as on his pill bottles. We all know that. Yes, I'm here to pick up a prescription. No, it was just the symbol.
Just a symbol? Yeah. Oh, okay. Is here that on the keyboard?
I believe so. All his guitars and all that stuff. Anyway. Hey, coming up later. Oh, I want to mention this. The keyword is happening now. I'll hit this again. Keyword is active now. It's wings. If you want to get in on the wing eating contest, let me see.
We got a couple up there.
Yeah, where are these at? I don't know where I put them. I put them somewhere. Well, they're all the way over there. I'll get them later. Hey, there are a few names. I know Paul Gamble, one. I think Ashley Pavanka, another. It'd be cool to get a female in on this, right? On the wing eating contest. Tell you what.
I'm rooting for the girls.
Nothing will get you a date, ladies, like partaking in a wing eating contest. You have guys lining up out the door. Okay. Keyword is wings if you want to get in. Wing eating contest going down at our draft party this Thursday. Prizes will be handed out for first and second place. Kalahari water park tickets, rubber duck tickets, $50 to Bottoms Up Bar and Grill where it's all taking place. And Midvale Speedway tickets. Also, so many more prizes and giveaways throughout the night. But if you want to get in, keyword wings, we'll pick the next contestant later on this morning.